Turning the clock back on December 20, the day in 1988 when Warner Chappell Music paid $25 million for the rights to this song. In 1991, Paul Keating won his challenge over Bob Hawke to become Prime Minister.
The Parliamentary Labour Party have just elected a new leader, consequently a new Prime Minister of Australia.
December 20 birthdays, renowned reporter and TV presenter Ray Martin turns 75 today.
Girls can be tough in school with each other, but I hope they realise that you've got to care for these people, and these young women are delicate and brittle.
The original Kiss drummer, Peter Criss, the Catman, is 74. He left the band in 1980, but has made a return since. Big sporting birthdays today. Australian yachtsman John Bertrand is 73. He was the skipper of Australia 2. AFL great Don Scott is 72. The former Hawks captain played 302 games and won two premierships before becoming a commentator.
It takes something from in here to be able to commit your body, risk your body for the sake of getting a ball or the teammates or the team success.
And remember Leroy Loggins? The Brisbane Bullets favourite is 62 today. He scored over 13,000 points from a record 567 games.
The man himself, leaping Leroy Loggins, was there just to tap it back in, and that gives another 2 points to the Brisbane Bullets.
Finally today, paying tribute to a couple of great Australians. First of all, our longest-serving Prime Minister, Robert Menzies, was born on this day in 1894, died aged 83 in 1978.
People are not only conscious of the development of this country in recent years, but they're very proud of it.
And a true Australian rock and roll legend was born on December 20, 1947. Former Easy Beats lead singer Stevie Wright died aged 68 in 2015. Some of the things we're remembering on December 20.